Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, as I was editing this, I realized it's going to sound like I'm on a Zoom call for half this, or most of this podcast. So, you know, it drives me crazy. Sorry, this is not the most high quality of podcast today. Today, we're finally going to get the answer. Who's the favorite child in the family? This is going to work for you as well. I don't know if you're one of those parents that thinks you have a favorite child, okay? Or maybe you're on my side of this and you feel like you are or are not your parent's favorite child. This test that we have today will solve this mystery and frustration and heartache once and for all. And so please take this test with us today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. I am happy. I'm not only happy, I'm grateful that you're here. God, man. We have been through a lot together, have we not? Like, just even in your own life, even if I don't know your struggles, and some of you guys I do, and a lot of you guys I do. I just feel like I've gone through so much life with you and vice versa. So thanks for being here. If you're new, we're a podcast based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So I still feel like shit, by the way. And if you didn't listen to More Mama's Boy this week, maybe you're not a certified fan, then I'll have to do a little backtracking here to catch us up to last week's episode. So if you were here last week, you know that I had all this dizziness, right? In case you don't know, I got knocked out 6 months ago, robbed, and I have been dizzy ever since. And I've been trying to figure it out. And I finally went to a neurologist. And he's like, hey, I want you to try taking this antidepressant for some migraine relief, because I think that some of these symptoms might be migraine related. And I'm like, at this point, okay, but I told y'all, like, I'm a little apprehensive about taking it because my body is so insanely sensitive to anything that, like, adjusts my mood, right? Like, we've had so many instances in the past, if it was legal or illegal drugs, the tiniest bit just makes my body go crazy. Right. So I was really, really, really worried about it. And I'm like, okay, well, my mom had, like, sent me the side effects. When I looked at it, and it was like, there's nothing about, you know, anxiety on there or any kind of restlessness or anything. So I felt pretty positive about, okay, I'm not even going to worry about this going into it, right? So here's your, like, 1 minute summary of what happened on, we were talking about on More Mama's Boy this week, our bonus podcast, is I took it, and the next day I woke up and I felt really, really anxious. But I was like, okay, like, no big deal. Maybe I'm just getting adjusted. So I took the next pill, and then I literally went crazy. My anxiety was, like, through the roof, and I couldn't sleep that whole night. Like, I didn't go to bed till 4:30 in the morning, and I slept for like 2 hours, and I woke up in like a anxious panic, and it was just really, really, really bad. So I stopped taking it. And I, even today, so about now would have been about a week ago, and I still feel, I mean, we're definitely less crazy than we were. I mean, I didn't think I was even going to be able to record More Mama's Boy. Like, it kind of broken for a couple of minutes when we recorded More Mama's Boy. But I don't know if, I don't know what's going on. So I told my neurologist, because anxiety is not really a side effect, even though the more I Googled about it, because of course then I go down a rabbit hole, which some of you guys messaged me too and said that you were like a Googler too. Like, it is like the best / worst release of anxiety ever is, hey, I'm sure I can find an answer somewhere if I just keep searching Google long enough, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just kept finding articles and articles and articles about, like, oh, this caused me so much anxiety. So I messaged my neurologist, and I'm like, hey, listen, this is, like, making me crazy. He's like, okay, you know, stop taking it. We're going to kind of switch over to hopefully a different drug that doesn't cause anxiety, even though it seems like even if it's not listed as anxiety, it can still cause me anxiety. And I have not started that yet, but I don't know. My body is just so overstimulated. It's like, it's the only way I can really describe it is if you had, I think probably anybody, if you have anxiety or not, can relate to this, is it's like you had one too many cups of coffee, maybe two too many cups of coffee, and your body is just kind of, that's really the best way I can describe it to you. And it makes sense if you don't have anxiety. So
you're just ramped up.
Yeah. Like, for example, like I'll give you a good example of what just happened. Like, I'm sitting here, we're recording, you know, just focused on the show. And my phone just had a notification pop up from, what was it from CNN of all things. Like, I can't even read what it is, but the second my phone lit up, my body's like, ugh. Like, I just went this little, ugh. So I am just very much on edge. It's kind of coming and going, but I had a couple of you guys reach out too and say that you've also had, and again, listen, I never want to be the, don't try taking antidepressants if you need them.
Right.
I feel like for a lot of people, they work really, really well. I was on an absolute baby dose of this stuff, and it, you know, it's just doesn't work for my body. Like, my mom and I were even talking about it today about, like, it, you know, a steroid shot had a very similar effect. When I did the Molly, it had a very similar effect. And now, you know, this is nowhere near what it was like the Molly. Like, the Molly situation was,
That was horrific.
That was really bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah, that was really bad.
We're not there, but it's definitely the same kind of thing of just this like and this isn't like my normal anxiety. Cause here's what I hate is like people, you're just anxious about taking it. And I'm like, no, this isn't, I know my anxiety well enough to know that this is not some kind of normal, you know, there's definitely something going on here. That's like not good. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, if I just look at it, you know, from this time last week to today, I mean, it's better, but I even talked to my general doctor today and she's like, well, that's really weird. That's strange.
Yeah, that was helpful.
That shouldn't be happening. And I'm like,
correct.
Yeah.
It should not be happening.
It's the same thing people tell me about Molly too. And they were like, no, it's out of your system. Like, you shouldn't feel that way. And I'm like, I understand. Right. That's why we're having this conversation.
Yes.
Because I shouldn't be feeling this way over just a little bit of, you know, recreational drugs. And I shouldn't be feeling this way over a baby dose of an antidepressant, you know? But again, I hate talking about this kind of, because I just don't want to freak anybody else out, because I really do feel like they're a game changer for a lot of people. Like, I've had a lot of friends and just listeners and whatever come to me and say, hey, listen, like, I started taking antidepressants and my life is so much better because of it. And it just kind of calmed me down, or, you know, brought me up, right, brought me down, whatever kind of needed to happen, and leveled you out. And
right.
You felt good afterwards. And that's like, you know, I don't want to talk anybody out of at least trying it to see, but damn it, man. Like, I wish I could take them. I was really hoping. I'm like, well, even this does have like some kind of antidepressant properties to it, even if it's not just for migraine, like, it'll probably, you know, lift my spirits a little bit.
We were so hopeful.
Yeah. But, we did not work out the way that we were hoping it to. So I don't know. I was telling my mom, I'm in such a hole right now. I don't even really know how to get out of this thing. Like, it's just, there's so many different elements to this now that I just don't know.
That's, you know, so long. It's been, you know, over 6 months now. It's just wearing you down.
But now, you know, I got all this anxiety that, like, and I'm supposed to be working on my, you know, keeping my anxiety down. The dizziness, right?
Right.
Kind of like let my brain take time to like kind of learn how to get stable again.
Yeah.
But instead, now I'm like, damn, phone lights up and I have a, you know, anxiety attack. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Just got to keep searching, keep waiting.
Yeah.
Keep hoping.
Yeah. I don't.
And don't lose hope. I mean, it will get
better.
Hope
has been lost. Hope was lost about 2 months ago. Hope was lost after the chiropractic appointment, where it was just like, wow, okay, we're back to like a really bad state of dizziness.
Right where I started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like a zombie. I don't even know myself anymore. Like, mm-hmm.
Well, as I said to you earlier today, I'm sure you're not the only human that this has happened to. So surely somewhere along the way, there will be an answer. I mean, we just have to keep looking.
Yeah.
And just keep doing, you know, anything that is helpful to you. Keep doing that. And keep listening to your team. You feel like you've got a fairly good team of PTs and this neurologist, even though he's prescribed something that sent you over the wall, you know, still it's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Just gotta keep on keeping on. It's tough. It's just tough.
Yeah. It's just not a very fun chapter. I had a friend text me and she was like, "Hey, I'm just kind of catching up with everything, and I just want to see how you're doing." And I'm like, "It's been a long 6 months." She's like, "It's really been like a long 5 years for you." I'm like, "Yeah,
mm-hmm. it has
been a long half a decade." Mm-hmm. 40 was supposed to be the turning point, y'all. Every time I think this is a turning point, it just gets worse somehow. Remember, I was like, 2020 is going to be everything's going to like turn around, mm-hmm. and everything's going to be really good. And I got to stop doing that. I feel like when I put that kind of pressure on anything, it always breaks 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So then the next time I did, I was like, you know what? 40, this is it. Like,
this is
I told
my
y'all,
year.
Like, I don't give an F. Like, I don't feel good. I feel like my anxiety is like calmed down. I feel like my life is, I just got to kind of figure out where I want my life to go now. And then, like, we're cool. Like, we're good to go. And then, of course, I get knocked upside the head. So,
it's a journey.
Thursday, we'll talk more about all the court stuff. There was a court case this week and found out some really disturbing things. And we'll talk about that on Thursday's show. Mom, you hugged your Uber driver?
My Lyft driver.
Yeah. What in the world? I don't think that's how you're supposed to. how that usually goes. In case you don't know, my mom was here last week and she just came up here. She's worried about me and up here to Baltimore. And so I was already going through all this anxiety and everything, right? Like I was already kind of like really struggling with like my nervous system was crazy. I'm like, no, I need to like just give myself the weekend to just like try to decompress as much as possible.
Yep.
And so my mom's like, well, just don't worry about taking me to the airport. And I'm like, I feel guilty about doing that. Like
no.
I feel guilty about putting you in a car.
No.
And there's a level of anxiety that comes with that right now because I'm even nervous to get to an Uber right now.
No.
So I felt like apprehensive, but you were like, no, listen, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm.
I did not want you running up and down that highway anymore. I mean, you have to do that all week long.
My mom came to a couple of different doctor's appointments and she's like, wow, this is a lot.
I mean, one of those in Annapolis, that was an hour one way. That was tough.
I used to do that twice a week.
I saw no point in you getting in that car on the weekend. I was more than happy to hitch a ride.
So,
and it was lovely. It was a lovely experience.
So I called a Lyft for my mom to go to the airport on Saturday. But how did it go from just, I mean, I rarely even talk to my Uber drivers. I prefer not to, small talk, but how did you end up hugging your Uber driver? I don't understand how that even happens.
Well, she was a very sweet woman named Sheila, my new Baltimore BFF.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in the car and she said something about, was that your son? And I said, yes.
He's
said,
what a shit son sends her mom in a damn Uber.
No. I said, I hate to leave, but I've got to go back to Atlanta. He hasn't been doing well. I wish I could stay longer, but, I've got to go. And she said, yeah, I saw that sweet, sweet hug y'all gave each other. Mm-hmm. And so from there, we just start talking about our kids. And she had one of those stories that I've heard a million times about being a single mom with four kids.
Oh, wow.
And the way it really got started was I said, you know, my son and I were talking earlier about being fearful to be a driver like this. I said, are you ever afraid? And she said, well, I've been in Baltimore. I've been doing this for 5 years. I had to start doing this for extra income for my kids. That's when she told me, you know, her whole story.
Right.
But she said, I know where to go and I know where not to go.
That's what I thought too.
And she said, you know, if I went to a city I didn't know, she'd live there for 30 years.
Yeah.
She said, I would never do this job.
Right.
Because, you know, it can be so scary. So anyway, we just started talking about our kids. It ended up her daughter.
Well, the conversation we had was like, I mean, that's a lot of, and I don't know, obviously my perspective changed the last few months, but like,
right.
To have just a stranger, I mean, it's weird enough to like get in a stranger's car, right? Like it's a theory that we've somehow normalized.
Yes.
And to be fair, like they background check everybody, you know?
Right.
So like there's some layer of protection. I get you a little bit. There's a flimsy layer of protection in between you and your driver, right?
Yes.
But.
And she said the same thing for her.
Yeah.
There were some things in place, you know, but anyway, go ahead.
So, but as a driver, like, yeah, what? You just got to download the app. They don't ask you any questions. They don't have a background check or anything. You just hop in the car. And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't know who's going to get in with you and what they're going to be about. And, you know,
exactly.
It's a pretty scary. I mean, it seems like there's room for error in this whole thing, right?
Yes. And she said, some of the nicest people I've ever met have, you know, been my passengers. And she said, it's really the only social life I have because it's the only time I have.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were laughing about that, about, you know, this was really her social life and yada, yada. So we just had a great conversation and we got to the airport and she got out of the car and said, let me get your bag. And I said, okay. And I said, Sheila, I wish we could go to lunch. And she said, me too. Hugged each other.
This is scary.
And she said, that's the first time I've ever hugged a customer. I said, well, thank you. I needed a hug and maybe you did too. And she said, oh, that was great. She said, I hope I see you again sometime. It was just a really lovely interaction between women, talking mainly about our kids and how much we loved them and wanted the best for them and all of that, you know.
I don't know if it's weird or if it's nice. I'm kind of like halfway in between the two right now. You know?
Well, it was lovely. It was a lovely little exchange.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
you have a lot of
interesting exchanges with people, you know. You're a very lovely person. But I just
Between
the Ingles people, the grocery store, and now you're hugging your Uber drivers, I just kind of worry about.
Yeah, I'm way too trusting, but
I know you are.
But still, sometimes it turns out to be a lovely exchange, and that was a lovely exchange. So
then she stabbed you as you hugged her. Like,
yeah, she put a knife in my stomach.
Yeah, like, oh
no,
my God,
no, she was great.
Terrible. Let's do our quote for this week.
Okay, you know, today, not as we're recording, but today.
What?
today.
What day are you referring to?
Of release. I'm talking about the 19th. Yeah, Tuesday is the first day of spring.
Oh.
So I thought about that, and I found this lovely quote by Toni Sorensen. Spring is far more than just a changing of seasons. It's a rebirth of the spirit. And, you know, as you and I took that walk that day, you know, I commented on how beautiful the cherry blossoms were. I mean, spring really is, and I pray it's going to be this way for you. It's a time of new birth. And a time of renewal. It's a time of resurrection. And I think we all need to just pause maybe a minute today and think about what it is that we need to have reborn in us. You know, just get in touch with a time when maybe we were happier or things were better in our lives and what made it so, and how can we get back to that place?
That's kind of a dangerous philosophy though, isn't it?
Why?
Well, I just feel like going back is impossible. You can't go back.
Well, you can't go back, but in your mind, if you think of a time when you were in a good place and that life was better, what were the components of that that maybe you're missing now?
Mm.
And can you somehow reclaim those?
I think, though, that's what leads to so many issues, though, is because we do, if I could only, you know, I mean, I even look back on my life and times I didn't really appreciate certain things or whatever. And like, oh man, that was, you know, what I thought was a difficult time was really, God, I'd give anything to go back to that time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what causes so much distress. Is, you know, wanting
to.
You
think it makes you dissatisfied so much
now,
with where you are?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially if you're going through something right now and you maybe lost somebody and like, oh my God, what I wouldn't give to like have, you know, another day with my mom or my dad or whoever that person is.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Mom. I think you may have led us a little. I see the theory here, but I think that like we all, like I spend a lot of time and like I have to constantly retrain my brain to think I got to appreciate what I have in front of me right now.
Yeah. Staying in the moment.
Yeah. Because I'd say if not, it's a pretty, it can be kind of a, you know, a dangerous place to try to get back to something. But I think maybe if you like try to, was there something you were doing before that you can bring back?
Yeah.
Maybe the, you know, the better way of looking at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, so it's maybe a little bit shorter of an episode today. My eyes are starting to hurt. I want to settle this once and for all, and I finally have the evidence, and I think that we can all use this collectively in our houses. Actually, wait, before I get to this, first off, don't forget we have a Thursday show as well. It's called More Mama's Boy. It is a more intimate podcast. It's not so structured. We can get a little bit more in depth because it's like a private hidden show that only people that subscribe as certified fans can get. And it supports the podcast 100%. Like we don't really run that many ads anymore, by design. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to say, hey, can you chip in $6 a month and we will, you know, we'll throw you a whole bonus podcast episode. And people that are certified fans really seem to, I don't know, it's just a different connection, and you may not be
very
able to listen, that's fine.
So.
You know, but it's kind of cool because you're giving to us and we're trying to give back to you at the same time. And we have the Certified Fans Facebook page. And so, if you want to support us, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, fans to 888-Kramer-8. You can go in the show notes of this podcast as well, and there's going to be a link to become a certified fan. That will unlock, you're going to get every I think there's about 20 or some odd extra episodes that have already been recorded. And then every Thursday, God willing, you'll get a new More Mama's Boy episode. So check it out. And thank you for all of our certified fans. Appreciate you guys. I heard somebody put on the certified fans page. It was Veronica. I think it was Veronica saying she misses the shout outs. Maybe we'll start doing some kind of shout outs, bringing that back. Right now, I'm just trying to. My creativity is at a negative 10 right now. And so my growth of anything, it's more of like, let's just get this damn thing done before
it's just survival of the fittest.
Get through this right now. But I hear you. I love all your feedback. And I love what we're, you know, what we've created here. And next week's our 4-year anniversary of this podcast, which is crazy. So thank you for all your support. I will say this too, really quick, is like time marching on is getting kind of sad for me. And I don't know if you feel the same way. And we need to talk. This next conversation is not going to be for little kids. So if you've got little kids around you, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. And it's not sexual or anything, but it's I just don't want to ruin any mystical, magical, you know, magic is children. So I'll give you just a couple more seconds of these little ones. And now they've heard this, I've absolutely piqued their interest. And so now I'll give you a few more seconds to make sure that you've turned this off, because I want to make sure I don't ruin anybody's childhood. Can I tell you, it was kind of weird this year because we had St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I didn't see as many pictures, and I'll keep this as appropriate as we can, but I didn't see as many leprechauns stopping by houses this year as I've seen in the past. And I'm thinking, like, that's kind of sad for me because, like, your kids are growing up. Leprechauns don't always stop at houses anymore as kids get older, right? And I was just like, man, usually I'd wake up on St. Patrick's Day morning and like my timeline was flooded, but then I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. I didn't really see anybody do that. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, all you guys kind of had kids at the same time, right? We were all kind of growing up together. And now it's like the leprechaun's not stopping by your house anymore. I saw a couple, but not like the influx that I've seen, you know, in
previous
years.
They don't hang out with teens.
No. And that's why I'm like, man, like time marching on, like you're out of like you're out of the leprechaun phase. That means I'm out of the leprechaun phase. And dang it, man, we're getting older over here. What in the world? So
I know. It is amazing.
You could bring back the leprechauns.
Back a little joy.
No, I'm just saying, like, it just seems weird. Obviously, y'all's kids are going to high school and college now, and I'm like, man, what? How is that possible? We're still 18.
You're feeling your age.
I don't understand how that's even, you know, even possible anymore.
So crazy. I know Maggie said today that that Rollins, the little girl of the triplets, is outgrowing all her newborn clothes.
Wow. And
she's like, you know, not even 3 months old yet.
I saw a picture of her yesterday when I went to go visit, and that little tiny, you know, it's like she's like, I know she's still so tiny, but man, like they've grown so much and just
first couple
of months.
That's what happens. You blink and they're grown.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So crazy.
All right, here we go. Once and for all, we're going to solve this. And you can use this in your family, your household as all. This is top signs that you're the favorite child.
Okay? Oh no.
And
oh, no.
I saw this and I'm like, oh, interesting. I guarantee you that
I won't
this one. Now, in case you're new to our podcast, I as the middle child, I always feel like I get the shit end of the stick, right? And I think it's unfair. I think that you know, my brother and my sister get many more perks than I do. So I thought, Mom, what we do is run through this, and this is science here.
I see.
1 in 4, by the way, 1 of 4 mothers admit they actually do have a favorite child. And a fifth have, well, I guess I shouldn't say what these are yet. I won't say what these are yet, but I'll go through these and we'll see. Have you ever possibly done any of these things? And this will determine who the favorite child in the family is. Okay. And some of this, we may have to do some research on to figure out if you've done or not. Okay. So, do you feel like you display more pictures of one child than another? Do you feel like you display more
That of me?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I probably have more pictures of Maggie just because she got married and
interesting
and all that bougie stuff going on.
Interesting. So,
but okay. they're in her room at the lake.
1/5 of these mothers, by the way, who said that they have a favorite child, do display more photos of that one child than any. Uh-oh. About 1/5 of those have more photos on display of their favorite child other than the others.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're just going to go ahead and mark that up as
I'll have to go count them, but I do know that I have a lot of wedding photos in Maggie's room.
Well,
they're in our main.
Also,
area,
if somebody will deep dive, if you're bored at work and have nothing else to do, will you go and count how many pictures are my mom's Facebook of all the children? And,
oh, jeez.
Report back, because I feel like that could also be – I wonder if I have a – no, I don't have a ding bell. I have a clapping, a cheering.
Now – if that were the case, mm-hmm. that would probably be you, because normally when you and I are together, we're taking selfies a lot.
Okay. Well,
and when I'm with the other two, we're not taking selfies.
I'm just reporting the facts over here.
I see.
Of
okay.
moms that have favorite
okay.
children.
I see.
And
okay.
I don't know. On display okay. is number one. If you display your kid one child more than the other.
Okay.
I'll be watching some of y'all too. Like, I know which one's y'all's favorite child. Like, y'all don't have to admit it to me. I know. Like, I can tell. If there's one that y'all always be talking about, I'm like, there's probably about 3 or 4 moms I can think about right now. And I'm like, oh, that's clearly the favorite child in between everybody. Maybe I'm just sensitive here, right? Okay, mom.
Yeah.
Have you ever used any of your children's birthdays as a password?
No.
Have you ever used...
No, but your dad's used those in the lottery, but he's used all of ours.
So 15% of moms that say they have favorite children will actually use their child's birthday as a password. So
no,
you
never
can
done
also
that.
You can also do this. You know, a little research on your own too. Like, if you're wondering if you have a favorite child, then you know, if you do any of these, then. There's also ads on these pages that are driving me crazy because there's so many.
Oh, geez. With your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'll keep reading a little bit more of this survey to you so that we all know kind of what's going on here. Not only do moms admit this, but a survey of 2,000 adults found that as many as 4 in 10 children suspect that their parents have a favorite child.
Oh, that would be you.
Yep. And as such, 23% of 25 to 34-year-olds claim they have become more competitive with their siblings due to believing that their moms does play favorites. So they do. Some of the top
25
ways.
25 to 34-year-olds?
Yeah. They think that their moms.
Really?
Yeah, favorites. So it's obviously it's carried
wow.
on.
Wow.
Right? Some of the top ways that they try to win points. Over yeah. their brother and sister, including they visit their mom more often. About 14% of people say they do that. Or
well,
buying.
That's not you.
Buying her flowers.
You do that some.
Yeah. So maybe there's a little bit of a little competition. Mm-hmm. I will say, like, Brian's always trying. My brother's always trying to do big things for Mother's Day, you know? Always has little
true.
Extra gifts there on the holidays. I noticed that, you know?
Yeah.
1 in 3 of the younger generation, about 32%, will try to buy the most thoughtful gift in honor of gaining a favor of their moms. So it does seem to be a little bit of a competition. Hmm. And to help squash sibling rivalry to kind of secure the top spot of the favorite in the family, there's this company that's – well, this is now kind of turned into an ad, but anyway – by the way, the phenomenon – this is where I think it gets more interesting. The phenomenon of the mommy's boy also may be true as men, 24% claim that they are their mom's favorite, while women didn't really back it up as much, 17% of that.
And who named this show Certified Mama's Boy?
And
just saying.
About 1/5 of women agree their favorite child tends to change – with a lower number of males agreeing that this is the case. So it seems like maybe moms, it depends on which one's the least annoying.
Oh, gosh.
That week.
that day.
Or maybe dads, you know, dads maybe have a more favorite. So I'll say you that'd be interesting. Maybe it's what you can do before we can talk about this on more Mama's Boy. Why don't you go? My mom does display a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Can you count?
Well, not lately.
Well, I'm just saying in the house, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Why don't you go count pictures on display in the house?
Okay.
And let's count who is the most on displayed.
Okay.
And on Thursday's show, More Mama's Boy, we'll have some official results on who the favorite child may be. We're looking at facts here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're just looking at facts mm-hmm. and trying to figure out there may be some truth to this favorite child.
So who do you think my favorite child is? Obviously, you don't think it's you.
Well, I think that Dad's favorite is Maggie.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Brian, and then me.
That's a girl near Dad.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm the least favorite of my dad. With you, I think it's probably Maggie. Yeah.
Why?
And then maybe me, and then I don't know. I don't know. The way you just, you guys kind of just bend over backwards for her. It just seems like you really go.
She's a girl.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's just different.
It doesn't matter. But we're going to see. Listen, we're gonna have cold, hard facts.
Based on the number of photographs.
Yeah. If you have more photos of Maggie, then once and for all, you get. And don't be lying. Don't be lying.
All right. No, I'll be truthful.
I want you to count. And then it'll be an open conversation we can really have about favoritism.
Okay. That'll be real easy because I only have one bookcase with photos on it.
No, I'm talking about throughout the whole house.
Oh, okay. Oh, there are a couple in other rooms. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Once you walk through every room, and that can even include, you know, my room. Like you can.
Well, that's definitely Maggie then, because like I just said, I have a whole big then wall up there for a wedding.
Right. Exactly. Okay. And you don't have a big wall at my wedding, do you?
Not anymore.
That is true. You had most of the pictures you had of me. I feel like we're from my wedding. Or my ex-wife was in them. So
I used to have some, but they just disappeared.
I might be a little iffy on this one, but let's just count. I'd be interested in the baby pictures.
Okay.
And let's really let's figure this out once and for all. So Thursday we'll talk about that over on More Mama's Boy.
Okay,
that's going to do it for our show today. I appreciate you guys hanging in here. I know that you're like, wait a minute, it's only been 35 minutes. We usually do these about 50 minutes. I know. I get it.
Everybody can use a little extra time. Go outside and take a walk.
Yeah. Go do
it's
that.
Beautiful.
Or go listen
beautiful
to
spring day.
We have a new producer, Stone, on the radio show that works really hard to get Kramer and Jess show put together.
Yeah.
So you can go listen to that. And we may have a new uncensored episode this week. I'm literally not committing to anything that is not happening in the next hour.
Right.
Because
I
just don't know how this is all gonna play out. So
right.
All right, Mom, why don't you send us out any final positive words?
Yes. Happy spring. And I hope that you all feel renewed, refreshed, and know that you are loved forever.